Morning,
Morning.
Right away. My real fear was somehow.
Hi,
Matata.
I'm good, and you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Yes.
Good to meet again.
Yes.
Let's wait for
I'm sure you're well rested now.
Eh? Yes, I am. I am.
Okay.
All right, Posh.
Let's show me. Bye.
Good morning, honorable members that are in. How is everybody?
All good, thank you.
Okay. Good morning, TM. I say that we are the only, for now, only three members. Can we start in the next, 5 to 6 minutes just to check what is happening? Because it's only Honorable Nonsele, Honorable Kato, and Honorable Bika for now. Just if members are comfortable with that, can we come back at 10 past?
No problem. I think everyone else is on strike.
Okay. That's a good one for the morning. No, okay, we'll start at 10 past. Sorry, honorable members. Good morning, honorable members and all our guests that are in the meeting. Welcome everybody back. We are from a long constituency where some of us, I don't think we had enough time for our constituency and constituents work and also rest, but that is what it is. I'm then welcoming members. We will allow our guests also. We will allow on Mr. Sakaza to take us through. I'm going to switch off my video. We'll allow Honorable Sakaza to take us through the roll call. And Mr. Sakaza, over to you.
Thank you, Chair, and good morning to all the Honorable Members. Chair, we have the following members that are present at the meeting today. But Honorable Chair Zunzo, Honorable Mbele, Honorable Dabi, Honorable Volmaran, Honorable Begram, Honorable Kado. We received apologies from Honorable Mkhonto and Honorable Ngobo. From the law, parliamentary law advisor, received apologies from Mr. Njengane, but I see Mr. Njigela and Ms. Soraya Williams are present, Chair. From the support staff, I've got myself, Chair, Posi Andabeni, Committee Assistant, Ngobo, Bongseni, the Content Advisor. That's all for now, Chair. And as we have acknowledged, the DM is here, Chair. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you very much, Mr. Sakaza. And morning DM, I see that the DG is around. Can you, I would imagine that you would be able to take us to who is it from your team?
Morning, Chairperson, and the honourable members from our team, who are led by the Deputy Minister. We have Mr. Tim Gosim Kalipi, and we have the Commissioner of the Compensation Fund, Mr. Vuyo Mafata. We have support staff from DM, Ms. Karabo Mukhane, and we have the the PLO Tando Wababa. And those are the few that I see. We have Matabelo from my office, Chair, and Sabelo, who's the spokesperson for the ministry. Those are the few that we have today, Chair. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, DG. Any guest, Mr. Sakaza? Can they please introduce themselves? Thank you. Is that the only guest, Mr. Sakaza, that we have?
Yes, Chair. As far as I see, it's only Tyra from BMG and also parliamentary YouTube streaming here. It's normally YouTube streaming, Chair.
Oh, okay. No, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Chair, sorry.
We have Herima Polohela from the legal office of the Compensation Fund.
All right.
Thanks.
Thank you. Mr. Sakaza, can you please start the agenda for us?
Okay, Chair, let me just go look for it now. Sorry. Notice. There you go, Chair. Is it showing, Chair?
Yes, it is. There is the agenda, honorable members. First is we're going to be briefed by Dell on the amendment proposed on COIDA by the National Council of Provinces, which is then referred to us. Just to remind members, you know that after we've adopted our in the House, then the bill is to, when we've presented the bill in the House, then it has, was then adopted, then has to be then sent to the National Council of Provinces, which it is also to go through its own processes. And in that, they have got amendments which they are proposing, which then procedurally they are then supposed to bring them back to us so that we are then going to again table those in the House for adoption. So Dell is then going to take us through that process. Dell, which is Department of Employment and Labor. Over to you, DG.
Thank you, Chair. I'm going to ask Mr. Tembingo Sibukale to just take us through the amendments, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you, DG, and honorable members. The amendments, honorable members, are very technical and simple amendments. I'm sure the members have received the list of the amendments that are being proposed. There are about five amendments that are being proposed. I mean, the first one, honorable members, is on page 15 in line 51 of the bill, where it is proposed that the period to publish the notice to amend the regulations covered in that section be increased from 30 to 60. And then the next change, honorable members, is on page 16 in line 52. It's just a simple amendment changing the year from 2021 to 2022. Because the bill was submitted in Parliament in 2021, but it was processed basically in 2022. And also the third one is an amendment on page 24 in line 26, just creating consistency in the bill, because the bill, everywhere in the bill, it talks about employees. It's only on this section where it talks about workers, to create that consistency. And also all other legislation that are published have been passed by Parliament, except the minimum wage, talk about employees. Therefore, this creates that consistency. The next change, also on page 24, line 28, is changing the year from 2021 to 2022, as I indicated, that the bill was deliberated by this committee and the committee in the NCOP in 2022. And then the last one, also the same amendment, changing 2021 on page 24 in line 34, for 2021 to 2022. Therefore, those are those technical amendments that the NCOP has brought back to the committee for the as a recommendation. If the committee accepts the recommendation, then those are the issues. If there are any questions, we could we'll be able to answer. As I've indicated, the amendments starting from the change of the number of days that the changes in that section need to be published for public comment. That one was requested by the public in the public comment in the NCOP, and we agreed on that change in the NCOP. All the others are real technical amendments, as I've indicated, putting the bill in line with other legislations and making sure that the year is reflected correctly. Thank you, Chair, and thank you, DG.
Thank you, Mr. Mkalipi. There it is, members. Simple, straightforward. Any comments? Starting from clause 9, which I think is the main one. The rest are. But members will indicate. Any comments on clause 39, page 15, line 51? I don't see any hands. Are people still in the meeting? Are we agreeing? I don't want to assume this is a bill that as members of the committee, we don't have a problem in the changing of 30 days to 60 days. Can I get comments from members on that? I see Honorable Nonsele, Honorable Mdabe, Honorable Kado in that order. Honorable Nonsele.
Thank you, Honorable. Good morning to all. Honorable Chair, I want to move that we accept the proposed change with regard to the notice of 30 days to 60 days. That is on clause 39, and that we accept it as it is proposed. So I move, Chair. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Mdabe.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson, and good morning to Honorable Members. I second the proposal by Honorable Nonsele that we move from 30 days to 60 days. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Mdabe. Honorable Kado?
Chair, the DA has no objections to the proposed amendments, but please do note our overall objection to the bill remains. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you, Honorable Kado. No, thank you very much, Honorable Members. We are then done with that part of our agenda. Can we then is there anything? There's nothing that the department wants to say. I think we are done. What is then going to happen is that the secretariat is aware of the process. So we will then go back and table the proposed amendments to the House, and then the bill will follow its legal route in terms of then going to the office of the president, if the house then so moved. Honorable Mdabe, your hand.
I have my chair, my hand up, Chair.
Yes, Honorable Mdabe.
Thank you, Chair. Pardon me, my understanding was that you were going clause by clause. I'm not sure whether you have changed that, because the proposal from Honorable Nonsele was on clause 39. Unless if ever there is a change that we are now adopting the whole amendments as they are submitted. Thank you, Chair. Just clarity from my side.
No, thank you. Thank you for that reminder. I took it that the rest are more technical, but let's do that, because that has been the practice and in fact the correct way. Clause 43 on page 16, line 52, to omit 2021 and substitute that by 2022. I think the explanation has been made. That is clause 43. Any comments?
Chair,
yes, Honorable Mdabe.
Thank you, Chair. I move that clause 43 on page 16, line 52 to omit 2021 and to substitute 2022 be adopted.
Thank you. Can we get a seconder? Honorable Vormelas?
Chair, I do second, but I also want to mention that I had my hand up earlier when we were discussing 39. And my take was going to be that we propose that we accept 39 and second it with all the other clauses as they have been mentioned to be technical and they have been thoroughly explained. And knowing that perhaps we will on all the clauses maybe reserve the right of the DA, but I wanted to propose that you accept all the clauses, all the amendments on the clauses, Chairperson.
No, fine, but let's then carry on with the practice that has always been there in terms of dealing with the clause. We'll go clause by clause. Sorry for that. We are now in clause 63, page 24, line 26. For consistency, that we in terms of domestic workers, we instead of workers we put employees, as all the bills are reflective of that. Can we then get any comments on clause 63? Same with number 2, which is page 24, line 28, in terms of omitting 21 and omitting 2021 to substitute 2022. Can we get any comments on that? Honorable Mudabe?
Thank you, Chair. I, Sibusiso Mudabe, move that on clause 63 on page 24, in line with 26 after domestic, to omit workers and to substitute employees. 2, move that on page 24, in line 28 after at, to omit 2021 and to substitute on 2022. I so move.
Thank you. Can we get a seconder?
Chairperson. Good morning. I, Honorable Bongile Zuma, I formally second Honorable Mudabe.
Thank you. The last clause, which is clause 64, page 22 in line 34, also the omission of 2021 to substitute 2022. Any comments? Honorable Mudabe, no, that's the old hand.
No, it's a new hand, Chair. Thank you.
Yes.
On clause 64, on page 24, in line 34, after act, to omit 2021 and to substitute 2022, I so move.
Thank you. Can we get a seconder?
Chairperson, thank you, Chairperson. Honorable Bongile Zuma, formally second Honorable Mudabe. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Zuma. And the objection of the Democratic Alliance has also been noted. I think we are done with that agenda item. And thank you very much, honorable members, for, yeah, we are alive and kicking, that we are able to pick up small things that may be a problem. And that's what is called vigilance. And thank you very much for that. And then, honorable, any comments? From the department DM, because we are going to release the department if it so wishes. Okay, Honorable.
Sure. Thank you so much. I think the department has presented what it needed to. And at this point, if you release us, thank you so much, and we wish you well in your deliberations.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Mr. Sakaza, can you please the report? I hope you're ready. Yes, I'll get the report. Thank you. Honorable members, this is the report of the Portfolio Committee on Employment and Labor on an oversight visit to the Eastern Cape Province, which took place on the 18th to the 22nd of April. In August, 2022, which is then presented today on the 24th of August. I'm of the understanding that the report was circulated to members last week for members to go through it. And I will propose is that we will go through page by page, but where we will then concentrate on will be on our observations and subsequent what we are then recommending. So can I? I'm of the understanding that all members received the report. If there is anybody who hasn't received the report, a person will then indicate. But by the looks, is that we all received the report last week. Honorable, I'm sorry, Mr. Sakaza, page one. Which is the introduction and the background. And the objectives of our visit. Don't be too fast, Zolani. I want you to go back to three. Okay, the objectives of the visit, the main objectives of our visit to the province was to observe, advise, and objectively criticize, communicate with management and staff of the province, and communicate with members of the public. I think those are the very important objectives, which forms part of our oversight to the department. So the delegation was as follows. The delegation was as follows. Dunjua, who was the leader of the delegation in her capacity as the chair. Honorable Nonsere, Honorable Makubela, Honorable Mkondo, and Honorable Hinan. And then the provincial, the chief director, provincial operations, Ms. Dojek, whom she was also part of the entire, in terms of being a leader in the province, in the Department of Labor in the Eastern Cape. And then the staff, parliamentary staff, there they are, Mr. Sakaza, Ms. Ndabeni, Ms. Nkwena, and Ms. Nung. And our visit, when as we all know, when we visit any institution, we do have a brief interaction with the staff to tell them who we are and why we are there. That is what can go up, Ms. Yes, go up. And that is what we were then taken through by the Department of Labor go up.
Chairperson.
Yes, Mr. Yinan.
Yeah, Chairperson, go on in page 3 by the briefing by the Department of Employment and Labor, Eastern Cape. We requested some of the information that was not coming then, and we were promised that we are going to be provided. For instance, we requested that on 5.2, there are 16 labor centers and the 5 satellite offices. We requested that we be provided with the location, where are they? Because that was emanating from the issue of saying that not everyone is aware. And the members were said they wanted to make an appointment of visiting those the centers. We promised that we are going to be provided where are those centers are allocated. And also that we requested, Chairperson, was the now that there is a shortage of personnel because of the 44 vacancies that were there, we requested that those vacancies will be provided with the organogram, what nature and kind of those vacancies that are not available. And the promise was therefore that that information is going to be followed.
Can I advise that when we go to observations, we note some of the issues that we requested and we have not received, so that when we go into our observations, we reflect on that and then make proposals in terms of what we're then recommending. And therefore, I will then humbly request Honorable Inanna that what you have just said, you pack it, you formulate an observation, and you subsequently formulate a recommendation on the matter of the information that has not been forthcoming. If it has not been forthcoming, and the Secretariat will also maybe reflect if that is. So I'm saying we will then have to note those as our observations, and we'll talk about them when we are there. I hope you are comfortable with that.
Okay, fine.
Okay.
Sorry, Chair.
Honorable Nonsele.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Honorable Chair, on this, I think it's on the first page of the document where it talks to attendees, members who were of the portfolio committee who attended. And it's just to request a correction on the spelling. Or it's updated here on this one. Or on the draft, you see, it says an H. No, thank you, it has been corrected here.
Oh, okay. All right. Mr. Sakaza, okay, try not to be. We're not rushing anyway, so try not to be. They're a bit fast for my liking. Okay. All right, you may move. Mr. Sakaza, understand that as much as we got the document, there are issues that we may be looking also at the screening. So when you are a bit fast, for me, I don't know whether with members, your pace is fine. I don't have a problem with that. Maybe it is me that is a slow learner. But you are a bit fast. Okay, you can go up. All right. Okay. All right. 5.5. Okay. Mr. Nana, may you please mute your mic?
Okay, on.
Okay. Okay, we'll go to page 14. Now on page 8, that's where members we are then going to be looking at on point 8. I'm sorry to say page 8, which is page 14, which is then our observations, and those are the observations. Just to remind members that as we were, in particular, as we were making, conducting our oversight on walkabouts, those walkabouts were, as it is being said in the report, was that the walkabouts were, we interacted with the staff, we were taken through the systems, but we didn't end there. We also interacted with the people that are serviced by the Department of Employment and Labor. And they also raised their concerns. So I just want to make this that this oversight was balanced. If it was for members who would have interacted with communities the whole day. But unfortunately, we were pressed by time, because we also wanted to, it was our interest to have a feel. We have a feel of how communities are viewing the Department of Employment and Labor and the views of the staff on some of the challenges that as staff, they are then exposed and subjected to. So those are our observations. That's point one. Okay. Now we will, before we go to recommendations, can I get some, in particular to those members that were part of the oversight, any comments? I think Mr. Inanna has started. I then requested him to formulate an observation in a matter on the matter that he has raised. Mr. Inan, I'll start with you.
Chairperson, thank you very much. Good morning. Chairperson, on the observations, as we went out to visit the East Labor Department in the East Egypt, and I have picked up what the issues that were during the presentation. As I said, that I observed that the presentation was so thin that it did not give us the exact information so that we can understand what is it that is doing. For instance, when there was a presentation about the department being spread across the province, the labor department, they said that they have got 16 labor centers. Our request was that, can we be provided the location, where are those centers? Because when the members wanted to visit those centers, they must know where are those centers. And one of the issue was that there's a backlog of some of the responsibilities by the officers because of the vacancies. And they provided us with the 44 references, that there are 44 vacancies. But what we wanted was the nature of those vacancies, the organogram of what is it that is missing. And we were provided the person with the budget that was given. That is still on page 3, which is 342 million. But the question was, are those vacancies that are short being funded? Do you have money for those vacancies? And the person on page 4, the last bullet and the 5 bullets are indicating that there were a lot of challenges in the department, starting with the lady that said that she's been here for the third time, that the people that are coming to visiting the offices are provided the same request, and they go and fetch. When they come back tomorrow, there's another request of that is that a particular document is missing. And there was an outcry that it is very expensive to travel from home to the offices on daily basis, and that we are not provided with what is it that they need. So those were the some of the observations that we picked up, and we wondered as well. Chairperson said that the officers said that they have a 200 to 300 backlog that we estimated. And they will provide us with the strategy how to deal with those backlogs. Because if we have the backlogs of 2,000 and 3,000, it therefore means that there is inefficiency and there's poor management in terms of dealing with the clients satisfactorily. So far, those, I'll come later to person, but this is what that's done at the moment that I must raise.
I would have thought that, Mr. With the issues that you have raised, Honorable Inan, I would thought that you will formulate a, remember, we can't put all what you are saying in the observations as you are saying them, but I would have thought that you will formulate whether it's a paragraph or it's a 2 bullet points or 3 bullet points, so that we insert those in the recommendations. Not in the recommendations, in the observations, what you have observed. So if for now, we will give you time to do that, and maybe request the secretariat if they have managed to formulate anything on what you have said, so that we put that as a bullet point or as a paragraph. I will go to the next member if there is anything that a member wants to raise.
Honorable Chair, I raise my hand. Thank you. Chair, thanks for, let me first thank the report, the draft report, Chair. But there are just few points one wants to raise, which would impact on our observations and by extension recommendation. The first one, Chair, is with regard to ICT challenges that we came across. I think the observations and the recommendations are a bit unfair in that area, because the issue of ICT was a glaring one, in that we even had staff standing idle, doing absolutely nothing because of the ICT challenges. The issue then need not to be confused with the umehluko and the other. No, it's not about that. It's the connectivity, where in the UIF in particular, people have to be told to go away or to wait day long only to realize later in the day that the system is not yet back. But equally impacting on the ability of productivity levels within the offices, particularly the one in Nelson Mandela, the office there is suffering a lot from the ICT challenges. So I think we need to make that observation in our, and also make a recommendation that urgent steps need to be taken by the department to address the ICT challenges that relates to connectivity. I think the issue has been debated much more some time ago with regard to whether, for instance, we should in fact remain serviced by CETA, or we should just as SARS, that is the Revenue Services, has done, opt out of that service. Yeah. So I think those are the calls that the executive need to make in the interest of service delivery, Chair. The second one, Chair, is with regard to supported employee enterprise. I'm comfortable with the first portion that has been covered, both in terms of the observations and recommendation, which deals with the question of procurement or failure thereof by the first provincial government, that is the Eastern Cape. But then the second point that one wanted to raise is the question that relates to working condition, which was a painful part that was raised, particularly by the East London workers, which would need urgent attention, because in terms of the working conditions there, which extend to also to Nelson Mandela, firstly that there seemed to be a very, very limited way of or what you can call consultation between them and management with regard to their benefits and working conditions. And it would be appreciated if we can emphasize that there is a need, in fact, to improve consultation, particularly on issues that relate to working conditions. If one can make an example, Chair, the issue of medical aid. In East London, there was on the one side, in terms of the presentation,
We appreciated that they have medical aid, but when we interacted with workers, workers were saying the medical aid was not a product of consultation. Now they appreciated the effort and that the medical aid had limitations and it needed a much more subsidy on their side than in fact to relieve them, given that it did not cover some of the benefits that they thought it would have ordinarily have. The second point is with regard to progression. Again, the East London site would be the reference. There are workers that have risen within the ranks and the, to a point whereby one had acted as a supervisor for more than 3 years. And when the post was filled, that worker was not appointed, and an outsider was appointed. Obviously, there is nothing wrong with the question of the minimum requirements needed, which would have been the metric. But the reality of the situation is that the worker that was not appointed is more conversant about operations in the plant, and the one with metric, absolutely none. So the key question is, how then do we ensure that we assist workers so that they progress not only in terms of their work experience but also being assisted to also to achieve academically. So a link therefore to training authorities within the workplace should in fact be encouraged so that we avoid the kind of situation that we had to come through when this matter was raised by workers in the East London plant. So I'm making both the observation and recommendation, Chair. So I hope the scribers are also taking points. Then the last point with regard to...
Before that, Honorable Nonsel, so that we don't create a confusion to the scribers.
Okay.
Can we focus on observations?
Observations.
Then when we come to the recommendations, I think we are able, but if we do that simultaneously, it's going to be a problem. So I will humbly request that we are on observations now. You have outlined your observations, and I hope they have managed to dot down what then you recommended on. But can we do it observations and then we come to recommendations?
No, thank you. Thank you, sir. My apologies for that. The last point on the SEEs is the issue of transportation. The workers there raised a problem that relates to the question of transportation, because in many instances, not in a few, but in almost daily instances, that because they are incapacitated, in their majority, they have difficulty accessing public transport. And in some instances, they would in fact suffer harm. And the consequence being that they are unable to come back to work for a day because of the conditions that they found themselves in a public transport. And that they were of the view that even if that could be taken away as a form of allowance, at least an adapted form of transport be arranged for them so that they are able to have at least a free movement from work and back home. They were very much concerned with that because it impacts on their ability to continue to remain productive and contributing to the well-being of the institution. Then the last point, Chair, on the observation is the lack of maintenance of buildings, particularly the both centers, that is the East London and the Port Elizabeth or Nelson Mandela. the Nelson Mandela one is quite a bit of a problem in the sense that we are not very sure about the extent of ventilation, but the offices are exclusively dark and everyone has to work under a light for the duration of being in the office. There is no sunlight and there is absolutely nothing. And the, in East London, the problem is that there are no working lifts and the, all, on all the related conditions that indicate the building not being properly maintained. So if then, those are the observations that I would want to add, then I can come back on the recommendations when we are on recommendations. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honourable Mansell. On my side, in terms of the observations, when we visited the unit on where compensation fund claims are being processed, yes, being told that at the end they are being centralized after the process is completed, they will then be channeled to head office. But there's something that was very interesting that was raised, that as they have been dealing with claims, they picked up when we asked them the difference between and how do they find it workable between umahluko and Comease. And in Nelson Mandela, we were informed that they were then able, with Comease now they are able to pick up some of the challenges that and correct some of the challenges that were in umahluko. Although the case is under investigation, but it was quite very much interesting that they were able to pick up a claim that was submitted by a third party, a claim that was processed before, but it is coming back now. I hope members will remind me. It is coming back under a different name or a different, illness or whatever. But they were able to pick up that this claim was processed and paid, but it is then resurfacing again under a different information. Yes, the matter is under investigation. Yes, it may be a one claim, I'm making an example, but it is a claim, it is, to me, it was a reflection that, in fact, the cap that the compensation fund is closing up by having a new system, which is then to correct the previous system, which was free for all. You can imagine how many, I've always been thinking, how many of those claims, how many claims in the old system that were claimed thrice or twice, recycled. So as much as it is under investigation, but I think that must reflect under observations because it's one of the things that we were told, which are very serious in my view. So the secretariat must reflect. I would try and put. In fact, he just said we were exposed to an information that COM is able to pick up a claim that may be coming twice or thrice compared to the loopholes and the weaknesses that were on Umosuko. And we just leave it there because it's a matter that is under investigation, and we will then make recommendations at the correct time. I just wanted to add those and just and check with the secretariat if there isn't anything. Or the other thing, a recommendation that I want to put is that the Department of Employment and Labor, in consultation with the landlord, in particular at Gqeberha, they must create a space, in fact, in all, they must create a space for workers when they are to have their refreshments in terms of lunch. It must be, they must have a separate space rather than having lunch on their desks. At times, clients do come in or moving around in passages, eating. That is very unprofessional. So that has been my observation in terms of refreshments, in particular in Nelson Mandela, and in fact, in all of them. That those are the observations that I want to put across.
Chairperson, Inan.
Yes, Mr. Inan.
Yeah, the one that you said you wanted to be reminded. The name of the medical aid is called Makoti. Makoti Medical Aid Scheme. But also, Chairperson, can I just add my last observation, and maybe with the recommendations in terms of transport that was highlighted by colleague Honorable Nonsele. It is very difficult for a disabled person to use a public transport, and the recommendation therefore was that, like in the Western Cape, that is providing the subsidy for the disabled people.
Sorry, Mr. Inan, we are not yet on recommendations. Can you hold it there? We are still on observations. We are coming on recommendations. If we are done with observations, I think we are done with observations. We will
Okay. Let me finish the observation. One of the what we observed at the SEE was that the only province that is providing the relations in terms of procuring the linen from the for hospital is the Western Cape, the Department of Health. And one of the observations was that there are so many desks and chairs that school finishes that they are doing, but the challenge and what we also observed was that different departments were not procuring from SEE. They are having a lot of desks, and yet we are having the schools that don't have the furniture and the schools, and the other observation was that out of the 5 floors in the offices, they don't have the printer. There's only one printer that is used to service all the floors. And the RTP house, which was what was raised by the disabled people, was that they are not getting the priorities, and yet they don't have the decent places to stay. I think this one of RDB houses needed would come out when we make the recommendations on how the departments can assist them.
Thank you, honorable members. If then we are done with observations, can we then go to recommendations? Mr. Sakaza. Can the issue of point one in terms of, because, okay, all right, maybe it will, okay, can go up a bit. No, You heard what? Can you go down again? Go to the first point, to the first bullet point. In terms of the provincial department, public works with stakeholders of people with disabilities, so that. There are recommendations that have been put on SEEs in terms of the state observations that have been made in terms of the working conditions, which medical aid was highlighted, and in terms of the progression and in terms of transport. Can you please incorporate that here in terms of the SEEs, because these points on the recommendations are very thin in terms of what we have been exposed to. I want to make a proposal, honorable members, because go up, Mr. Sagas. No. On page 9, up. Yeah, it can't be. Can I make a recommendation, honorable members, that taking into consideration on what members have reflected on, because we won't be able to do that now. The Secretariat must reflect on those recommendations in line with what has been observed, and then we will then come back and next week before we start the other presentation, we focus on this and adopt them, because these recommendations are not giving a full reflection of what then we were exposed to in our oversight. Just want to check. That's what I want to put to check how the members, in particular those that were part of the oversight. Any taker on that recommendation that I'm making?
Yes, we can come and do it and complete it next week. It's fine.
Okay. Any second to that? Is Honorable Nonsela still with us?
Yes, I'm still with you. Okay. I'm just trying to just thinking through this proposal. We're saying we defer the recommendation side. And,
we defer? Yes.
Okay.
Because it is not, these recommendations are not giving a true reflection of what then we have observed and the additions that have been made in terms of observations. So I want to give them time to structure that correctly.
No, that's fine, Chair, because in fact I was going also to engage on the rewrite process as well. Thank you, Chair. I would support the motion, Chair, that would be fair to.
No. Yeah. Thank you very much, Honourable Members. I think those were the only items of our agenda for today. The Secretariat must be clear that next week, the first thing that we'll do is that we'll then, because it's at that time that we are to adopt this report. We can't adopt, I don't think it will be fair for the work that we have done to adopt a report that is with these observations that have been added and recommendations. So we will do that first thing. Then we will then formally adopt our report next week when all the things that have been corrected have been corrected. Otherwise, thank you very much, Honourable Members. We will meet next week again. Honourable Bagram, I will be in Cape Town next week. A promise is a promise. Our meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much, Honourable Members.
Chairperson, make the request is immediately different.
Thank you, again. Chair. Really appreciate it, and a promise is a promise.
Don't. Yeah.
What did you say, Nana Sailing?